This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Viola. And yes, now we are both here on remote. I am full on mountain man right now. So I have left the razor at home and we are just letting all this grow out. But nothing compares to the fantastic facial hair of the Pablo Escobar of parlays joining us from yet another new location here. Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Tom. I mean, the good news with the midweek is I'm in the same location as earlier in the week. So we continue to move on. I really wanted to bring a paper bag out and just go full either audio version or just not let the public see me this week, because I've been in leaking unit mode for three or four slates now. We know what midweeks do. So look, I can do the midweek excuse. I can say Columbus had it until the 88th minute. I can say whatever I need. I leaked four units in a short midweek slate, Tom. I don't know what's happening. The good news now, though, folks, is I'm getting so bad over the last 3 weeks is that you can just go full fade mode. This is where things actually turn. You can just look at my plays, fully fade them, and we're all happy. So there you go.
I am the hot streak is now two slates gone, but the good news is I'm up 0.2 units over the last 2 weeks. Dropped in the last weekend slate, half unit, 0.45 units to be specific, 1.65 units on the midweek slate. Thank you so much to Miami helping us out there. That was a very big deal. But let's get into it here for today's slate, my friend. We've got an interesting weekend coming up. There's some plays that I really like, and there's some games that I want nothing to do with. We're going to start off with one of those nothing to do with games, and that is Atlanta versus Seattle here, my friend. I'm looking at this one. Atlanta's minus 106, Seattle plus 250, and the draw plus 280 here. And I'll tell you, I want to play Seattle. What the heck has been happening to this team? Two straight home wins now, but three straight road losses. Atlanta's a prime spot for Seattle to rebound. But we've been saying this forever now. Atlanta's defense, they shored up a touch. They've got three straight games to the under now, so they're not even a reliable over team anymore. I have no play. This is one of those games that I am just going to stick away from here.
It's tough. The over stuff with Atlanta is tough right now. I still think in the macro, you're going to be in pretty good shape here down the stretch run, hitting those over 2.5s. You're now getting slightly better prices as well. I'm not as worried maybe as you are about trying some over stuff with Atlanta, but I agree I'm not doing it here because the prices aren't quite there yet. You're still laying juice for, you know, something that hasn't been that reliable over the last month. And the worrying thing is Seattle has not been that reliable of an over team either. We talk a lot about this front four, what they can do. We've seen incredible Seattle attacks over the years, and they've been in this, you know, funk over the last month where, yes, they finally break through and they get the win, you know, at my expense, but a lot of 1-0s over the past few weeks there with the Seattle team. They've gotten several sub one XGs in some of those games, which you almost never see with Seattle. All of that's worrying. Now, having said that, Tom, we know what Atlanta United does this season. We kind of know what they do under Pineda in general. We kind of know what they do since winning MLS Cup, and that is fix teams that are in funks. You know, you think about Columbus. That was basically the beginning of this Columbus resurgence. I do think Seattle figures it out in this spot. I think when you can still get this kind of a price to fade, you know, is Atlanta one of the five worst teams in the league? Maybe. They're right in that conversation at this point, Tom, and you're getting a 2.5-to-1 price on a Seattle team that, yes, has struggled on the road recently. I think they figure it out. I think they break through here. And if we see that version of Nicolas Lodeiro in this game, especially against this Atlanta defense, I think they'll especially break through. So I agree with you in the over market. I'm not quite there yet in this spot, especially with all those 1-0s on the board for Seattle recently. I am going to try the Seattle price, though. I think it's too good to pass up against Atlanta here. I'm going to go Seattle plus 255.
It's the only play that I think you can make in this game because I don't trust the goal market, and I don't trust Atlanta for sure. But I'm just not ready to continue to get burned with this team. I am now in the mindset that you are going to have to show me something before I'm going to bet on you again.
No, and that makes sense. Absolutely. I just, you know, our MLS principles are usually try a couple of these a week. I think this is a solid spot to try one of them. I'm with you. I think a lot of the numbers were not great. Certainly some of the trend data wasn't great in this spot. So I'm going to take the big price here.
All right, Taylor. Well, right now we have to get to the second game on the slate. But before we do that, I'm going to do a Wayne's World transition here. Diddly-doo, 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 diddly-doo. All right, Taylor, we are back here, and let's get right on with the slate, because here we go, a game that I actually do like quite a bit, Charlotte versus Chicago. We've got Charlotte plus 116, Chicago plus $2.25 road dogs to be expected in this spot, and the draw plus 240, and you know what? Don't look now, Taylor, but we said Chicago was hot. Of course, we bet on them this week, and they don't come through for us, but they're casually unbeaten now in four in their last four games. Three straight wins, and then last week, the midweek draw, or last weekend's draw. They even beat Vancouver on the road, which isn't a big deal beating Vancouver, but it's good to see this team beating teams on the road. Can they keep it rolling against a Charlotte team that's been so incredibly stingy at home? I don't think so. Charlotte's home record is just as impressive as their away record is terrible. But Chicago finally got that road win in Vancouver. They've been really hot lately, but I'm still not ready to put them in that good road dog category we love so much. I'm going to say that Charlotte can get the win at home here. I'll take them plus 116. I think there's value.
Yeah, I mean, come at me, Windy City. I've certainly been wrong about this team, or at least I was slow to come around, and I really haven't profited on this stretch at all. I will say they've been out XG'd pretty significantly here in back-to-back games. I know a lot of people will look at that Atlanta game and say, well, if the VAR doesn't overturn things, they win it. And that's absolutely true. But actually Atlanta, you know, I mean, we've said this a lot of times with Atlanta this year, but they created a ton of chances in that game and really could have gotten all 3 points. So I would actually say Chicago was pretty lucky to get away with a point there at the end of the day. Having said that, considering where this team was at earlier in the year, it's been a fantastic month for them. They've really turned the corner. And the big thing for them, with all the pressure on Jordan Shaqiri at one point being a, I believe, MLS record signing, he's finally turned the corner a little bit and is showing some of that Shaqiri that they've needed and wanted from him. Having said all of that, you just cannot fade Charlotte at home at this point. I locked this play in at plus 120. We are completely aligned for Charlotte taking this on the money line. It's now 8 of 10 wins at home for Charlotte. That is incredibly hard to do in this league, Tom. You do not see a whole lot of consistency, even for the great teams. I mean, you look at, like, you know, LAFC maybe gets to that tier. The teams right below them don't even get to that kind of consistency. So it's so impressive what they're doing at home.
It is mind-boggling that Charlotte has been able to be this consistent at home, especially given how terrible they are on the road. It's the ultimate Jekyll and Hyde, but it speaks well for the future of this team. If you can figure it out on the road and couple it with that incredible home form, you're going to be good in this league for a while. Really impressive. I'm going to continue riding with it here, although the fire could very well burn us in this spot. But I'm going to stick riding with Charlotte just like you, which also worries me a tiny bit. That this next game is an interesting one here, because we've got FC Cincinnati hosting the Philadelphia Union as $1.88 home dogs in this spot. The Union plus 135. Road favorites in the draw plus 240. I hate betting on a road favorite in this league. It's like you're getting absolutely no value, even with the plus 135. It makes me want to stay away from this game almost entirely. But Philly, they're the beast of the East for a reason. A five-game win streak here, some blowouts of terrible teams in that span. And since he's had six draws in seven games, they've caught that draw bug from Philly. It's a rare opportunity at a home dog here. I think this game, since he could finish this game level, but I don't know that I really want to bet on that. Taylor, is this going to be another stay away game for me here? Am I going to be that much of a no fun police?
Well, this is a classic no fun derby here, because if you're staying away, I'm going right into the draw. So this is going to make the public extremely happy with our plays here. I'm trying that draw price. All the data says that if you can get plus, in this case, 245, on a very reliable outcome since you mentioned it, 6 of 7. And let's not forget, Philly tied for the second most draws in the league. Of course, that's faded recently, just 1 in the last 8. But Philly can certainly have those games as well. The difference for Philly more recently is they've figured out how to put some of those chances into the back of the net. We talked a lot in the first half of the season about, hey, can Philly turn the corner and turn chance creation into goal scoring? And they kind of have. We've seen a couple of big blowout wins from them over the past few weeks. That's, of course, a little concerning when you're betting the draw. But Cincy has been really reliable on that lately, and not dissimilar to my Seattle play, there's just too good of a price here in a game that, again, I don't love any of the plays. I'm going to take that big price on a draw play, Tom. So a stay away and a draw. I know the public loves both of these. Here we go.
I'm going to revise my take here, because when you look at what Philly's been able to do over the course of this 5-game win streak, they had the 1-0 win versus Orlando on the road. Other than that, this has been an over team. All four of their other 4 games in this stretch have gone over. And looking at FC Cincinnati, that defense has started to get a little shaky here. 4-4 versus Inter Miami, 1-1 versus Nashville, 2-0 versus the Crew. But then you've got 2-2 versus the Whitecaps. I'm going to take a play on the over 2.5 here, because the minus 141 price is not prohibitive for me. I will go over 2.5. I feel comfortable with that being my play. I don't really want a member of the side market, but my hope is that Philly blows them out, or at least gets us to that 3-goal margin, and we're able to go from there. But I'll go over 2.5 in this one, Taylor.
I'm not going to put this as an official play, but I may do a second piggyback there just to give myself a minor hedge there as a big plus price on one side, and then try for the over on the other. Of course, typically when you're betting draws, you want an under, but that's not always how it goes in this league, especially with Cincinnati recently. We've seen a lot of 2-2s on the board. We've seen bigger total numbers for draws also in MLS this season. I may try that as well as a more conservative play, and maybe I hit both of them. I will not put it as an official play. Just going to try the draw. I know how this goes. It's going to be that over. I'm going to be so pissed, but here we go. Let's get it.
The next game up on the board here, we got the New England Revolution going up against Orlando. Orlando, they are home favorites at $1.06. New England +220 as the road dog, and the draw +275 here. And this is another one where I'm staying away from the side market, because the Revolution have not impressed me at all. Orlando has been so up and down. There's nothing that I want to do with the sides here, but I'm going to go under 2.5 in this game at +110. You look at the Revs' last 5 games here, 0-0 against Toronto, 0-0 against the Crew, 2-1 against the Union, 4-2 against New York. But you also look at the Orlando side of things and how they've been able to do it home here. Their last 5 games, 4 of their last 5 have all gone under. And when they're at home, teams struggle to score against them. Philly only got 1 goal. Miami wasn't able to put up anything. This team at home is able to stifle some other teams here. I'm going to say that this one ends very low scoring. Those Revs unders have been a little bit of a moneymaker as well. I'll go under 2.5 with all that juice.
It's a full agreement, Tom. I apologize to you ahead of time, but I like the under here as well. If I were to look at a side, it would probably be something like Revs +0.5 goal, -129. I thought about that move as well, just as a fade Orlando kind of more than anything. That's the 4th worst home team in the Eastern Conference. But keep in mind, these two teams have combined for 2 wins in their last 12 combined games. There's a lot of draws on the board there, especially for the Revs, but neither of these sides inspire a ton of confidence. Despite that, Orlando seems to continue to stay in a fringe playoff spot, because the entire Eastern Conference kind of except Atlanta is in that mix. But I don't particularly love either of these teams. I'm not going to do the Revs spread number. I thought that was maybe intriguing. If you do want a side, that's probably where I would go. But I fully agree with you. That under, especially at a good price, makes a whole lot of sense here.
The next game up on the board here, DC versus New York. And we have another road favorite in this one. New York, yes, they did beat Austin 4-3 in their last road win a couple of weeks ago. They're +112 here as road favorites. DC, $2.15 home dogs in the draw at +265. Again, not looking to a side market, because I don't want to take a road favorite in this league, especially a team like New York. that has just been terrible in their last couple of games out here. Yes, they got the win against Austin, but their defense has been so atrocious. They give up 3 goals in that game. They give up 5 at home to the Colorado Rapids, who have been awful on the road this season. I don't know what the heck that was, but now you
midweek
have a
MLS,
against,
baby. Midweek MLS.
Now you have a game against the DC team. All 3 of their last 3 have gone over. You know that they've been able to give up goals in this league. The last time that the Orlando game, they give up 1 goal. Every other game but that going back to all the way back to, holy cow, all the way back to June 19th versus Chicago. They lose that 1-0. Every other game on the board since then has been at least a goal given up to their opponents. I am perfectly comfortable taking this over in this spot here. I'm going to go over 2.5 at -130, Taylor.
I'm shocked that this is not like a -170 price about to flip to a bigger number, honestly. I think that price is absolutely fantastic. I'm also taking that. So another agreement here. I do have 2 separate plays here. I'm not going to parlay them together in a single game parlay. I disagree with you a little bit on the sides. I think Red Bull +114 here, I'm comfortable taking only because I agree the bottom's fallen out a little bit in some of these games recently. The defensive issues are absolutely there. You outlined them just now. But fading DC has been absolutely fantastic. DC basically, other than their games against Orlando, who they've randomly swept here over the past month, it is now, as I pull up the number, 8 losses in their last 12. They're really, really bad. And for all of the Red Bulls' defensive issues recently, with 3-plus goals conceded in 3 games in a row, DC have conceded 2 or more in 7 of their last 8. They're basically the worst defense in MLS over the past month and a half, 2 months, and some of their defensive numbers are as bad as any team now on the entire season. So for that reason, usually you're in pretty solid shape fading DC, and even the macro numbers. I mean, let's keep in mind the Red Bulls are still the 3rd best or a top 3 team on the road this season. I know that's faded a little bit recently, but we know they can get it done, especially in this spot against a bad team. I don't necessarily need to view the Red Bulls as a road team here because we know how good they are on the road. For that reason, I'm okay taking them as a favorite at +114 is what I locked it in at. Separate play over 2.5, or sorry, yes, over 2.5 at -130. I'm not pairing them together, so just 2 plays in this one, Tom.
All right, the next game up, the other New York team, the Columbus Crew, take on NYCFC. The Crew +145 as slight home favorites. New York +165, slight road dogs here in the draw, +260. But I'm taking my new favorite play here, Taylor. New York game's under 2.5, -104 in this spot. I want the Crew to be good. I really do, and I think they could win this game. But after the latest home loss to Montreal, I'm not going to take them. This team is now going to be a show-me-don't-tell-me team. Once I see them being good, I'll start betting them. But right now, it's been 4 straight unders for New York City, and losing Tati Castellanos means this team is much more defensively focused now. The Crew are under in 3 of their last 6, 4 of their last 8. You see where this is going. They're 50% to that under. I think the number is juiced the wrong way here, so we'll play it at -104.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I mean, that is one of the things you can get in this league when you really like an under, is usually a pretty good price on those under 2.5s, because people just hammer overs, and you know, you see what happens with these 5-4 games. There's for good reason. But when the data points to an under and you get that kind of a price, I totally understand where your head's at. Frankly, there's, you know, part of me wants to piggyback off of it as well as a second separate play. But I am going to try a side, and I am going to try Columbus at +150 here. You know, this is a case where both of these teams have basically had a big sample size of tons of games in a row now where they've been competitive. You know, it's not always the result necessarily that they want. But for Columbus, you could argue they've now had 10 really competitive games in a row where they've been in it. They've had a chance to win. Sometimes things happen at the end. Sometimes very MLS-y things happen, as we saw in midweek where they're leading at the 88th minute and lose the game. That'll happen in this league, but you know, you add up all the minutes, you add up all of the plays for Columbus. This is kind of an eye test thing. They really have turned the corner. They're a completely different team. That attack is absolutely different from earlier in the season with the Hernandez train. So I have to keep trying them. I was so upset not to hit that +106 earlier this week. It was one that could have hit. NYC, kind of the same deal, seven games in a row where they've been either the better team or about even. So again, these are hard trends to find in this league. I would have probably bet NYC against a lot of different teams this week. I just like Columbus here, especially in a kind of bounce back from a game that they could have, should have won to get it done this time around. I see where heads out on the under. I'm going to try Columbus plus 150 here, Tom.
Taylor, next game we have up here is we put a pep in our step to try and get a couple more in for our video listeners. We got Toronto versus Nashville, and it is finally time. We got Nashville as minus 136 home favorites. Toronto plus 320 road dogs in the draw at 3-1 here. And Taylor, it is time to start taking the Italians. Let's hit some of these Toronto prices while we can. Even the defense is improving a little bit. We thought this would be an automatic over team, and then they went out 0-0 in their last game. Should have really been able to get a winner. I'm feeling comfortable that as Insigne and Bernardeschi get more comfortable in this team, they are looking more like a Bob Bradley side. I'm telling you, watch out for them next year. But for the rest of this year, they could start making some noise and making a playoff push. And against a weak Nashville team that's got three straight 1-1 draws here, competition, yeah, you had one against Vancouver, you had one against Cincinnati, and then you had one of those draws against Portland. The Portland one on the fourth. One of their more agreeable numbers, but I'm still going to take Toronto here. I think the value is too good on a team that should not be in the 3-1s at any point in the rest of the season.
I do think the price is wrong. I didn't really want to side here. I'm going to go both teams to score, laying a lot of juice at minus 141. The Nashville data on this stuff is absolutely fantastic. It's 13-2 in their last 15 all competitions on both teams to score. They've just been extremely reliable in that data. Toronto, a lot less reliable. And I agree the defense has improved a little bit, but I think everything that's happening with their attack right now, it looks like suddenly, you know, the Italian injection is exactly, I think, what we expected. It looks like one of the sexier attacks in the league. I have a lot more confidence in them than some of these other weird games before Insigne and Bernardeschi came in, where they were, you know, suddenly losing games 2-0 after being such a reliable over team and both teams a score team in the first half of the season. I think they'll get back into that, especially in the BTTS markets here down the stretch of the season. And with all the Nashville data, I like those numbers a lot. I'm okay laying the juice. And look, I do think the defense is better. This is still by far the worst expected goals against team in the league. You know, a lot of that is just how historically bad they were in the first half of the season. We'll see how much they can improve at that end. A lot of work still left to be done. Even a 1-1 hits here, though. I'm okay with the price. Both teams to score, yes. Minus 141, Tom.
All right, there we go. One more game here to put up on the board for our video listeners, and that is going to be LAFC versus RSL here. LA slight road favorites, and yes, I'm finally going to take one. They are plus 140, RSL plus 165 at home, and the draw plus 270. LA is one of the few teams that has been rising above when it comes to just all sorts of form. They are unbeaten in their last five at home. They are doing fantastic overall. Four straight wins right now that they've rattled off since a loss to Vancouver on the road on July 3rd. That troubles me a little bit, but I'm still going to take them over RSL here in this spot. It's very hard to give a bet against this team right now, especially with the fact that RSL, yeah, they beat up on Sporting KC in the middle of July 3-0. But other than that, a 2-2 draw on the road against the Quakes, a 1-0 home loss to Dallas, a 2-1 loss on the road to Atlanta. This team isn't inspiring much confidence in me as a team that's going to be able to beat this rolling LAFC side right now, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, RSL is tied for the third best home team in the league, but, you know, LAFC is the third best road team in the league. They're one of the best teams at really any category that you want to look at. You're getting this kind of an LA price. You take it every single time. They only have one MLS loss since mid-May. That is a long, long stretch of games. There have been some somewhat disappointing draws in there, and the schedule has gotten a little bit more favorable. But we've seen them in the tough stretches of their schedule. We've seen them in the easy stretches. It doesn't matter, and they've gotten even better in terms of the player personnel over the last month. So I'm kind of amazed you can still get these prices with LAFC, to be honest with you, Tom. I think there's a little bit of overthinking going on here with RSL's home data in terms of the season as a whole. And I've never really been overwhelmed by them at any point. They've certainly gotten a lot of results at home. You know, they have been hard to beat. I feel good here, especially at the price, as one of our more reliable, like, wow, I can't believe that price is out there. This is MLS. I love betting MLS. I love these kinds of prices, types of moves. Let's go LAFC. Full agreement here.
All right, Taylor, that's going to do it for us here on the video show. Our audio viewers, of course, will keep on watching us on the podcast platform of their choice. So if you're watching us on YouTube here, head on over to your preferred podcast platform. We are just about everywhere you could be. Don't forget to follow myself on Twitter at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will. And follow the entire Betting Weekly Studios network at Because We Win. Guys, shout out to our sponsor, Bet Rivers. Go to BetRivers.com today. Sign yourself up for an account. Use the promo code 250 match, and they will match your first deposit up to $250. We will see you guys next week. Best of luck on the weekend, and let's cash those tickets. All right, Taylor, let us continue on here for our audio viewers. The next game that we're going to have up here is Vancouver versus the Houston Dynamo here. And this one is actually on Friday night. The Whitecaps +112 at home. The Dynamo +225 on the road, and the draw +250. I've taken Vancouver all day in this spot. I'd love to take the over, but Vancouver's home XG is 26th in the league. That is terrible. The Dynamo are firmly mid-pack when it comes to expected goals, but the goals haven't come along with it. They're in that bottom half of the league scoring. Their defense is putrid, though, and all seven of their last seven games have gone over 2.5 goals. Vancouver's much more of a mixed bag to the total front, but as much as I want to bet this over, I think the value here is more with Vancouver. Yes, they're on a two-game losing streak, but the Dynamo are terrible on the road. 3 wins and 8 road losses. No draws, which is interesting, but I'm going to take the Whitecaps money line. I think you're getting a better price, and I think they're able to pull out a win here at +110.
Yeah, I again, more agreement. I had them at +115. I like the agreement a lot for me. I like it a lot less for you, Tom, but here we go.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I'm in on the Caps here. I mean, loving the numbers. Houston's conceded 18 in their last 7. The defense kind of across the board, even at home, has been horrific. It's even worse on the road. You know, the Caps, technically, it's only that LAFC win as their only win in the last 7, but like, if you look who they've played, some really decent results. A draw away at Nashville. They won the Canadian championship. That was something that was really meaningful for the club. They really wanted that silverware. They had circled it. They had focused and trained a lot for it, and they got it done. Drew Portland away, Cincy away, beat LAFC, as I just mentioned. That's a lot of good results here over the past few weeks. And pretty much all those teams I just mentioned are better than Houston, no matter where Houston's playing, especially a road version of Houston. They have just 1 win in their last 7. That was against your Earthquakes. They've pretty much almost exclusively beaten bad teams this year when things have gone well. You know, there was a Galaxy win there. It's at one point when we thought the Galaxy might be good, but not very impressive resume for Houston this season. I'm okay with the plus price of any kind here on the Caps. You know, for me, it's a little bit more just of a lean. I didn't really love this game in general just because the Whitecaps, there's a lot of draws in there still in games that were, you know, it's like maybe they should.
Yeah, I'm worried this could end up a draw.
It feels like that could absolutely be in play, but I'm okay with the price. Ultimately, I got 115, so let's try it.
All right. Yes, we will try that. The next game that we have up on the board here, Taylor, it's going to be Montreal versus Inter Miami. And, you know, I feel like I'm zigging where everyone else is zagging here, and I'm taking an under 2.5 at +118 in this spot. Montreal is -182. There's not much that I can do on that front. Inter Miami, I'd love to take it, +450. Like, maybe you play a price on that just on the sheer fact that it is a 4.5-to-1 payout on a road dog that did just beat San Jose at home, which is no small feat. But my question is, can they do it again? +320 on the draw. And I don't know. This feels like one of those games to me where you've got a couple teams that played in the midweek. The offensive legs are going to be a little tired here, and they come out a little bit flat. It's just so hard to win 2 road games in a row in this league, especially when you're Inter Miami, a team that's not inspiring a ton of confidence in me in general. The resume isn't good enough for me to really want to look to bet them. I think you can lean that way. If you want to take a side in this game, there's really no question. But I'm going to go under here and say we have a quiet game.
So I'm doing something a little bit different. This is actually one of my favorite plays of the week. Montreal, it's 4 in a row unbeaten. They have the 5th best expected goal difference per 90 in the league. 5th most points in MLS. And, you know, some of these games, it's like, it again, going back to the Columbus game, it feels like they should not get out of there with 3 points, and they do. And eventually, as that sample size gets bigger and bigger and bigger, seems like they're not going to sell Ismaïl Koné at this point. You have to just eventually say, hey, maybe Montreal's good. I don't know if this is a team I would trust in the playoffs necessarily, but they're getting it done. And especially in that Eastern Conference where the bottom drops out pretty quickly in the middle, they might end up with a pretty solid seed when it's all said and done. I think they're going to certainly be in the playoff mix. So just kudos to Montreal right off the top. Now let's look at some total numbers. Montreal 11-3 in their last 14 on over 2.5 when you look at all competitions, but just 3-11 on over 3.5. Miami, meanwhile, 11-0 on under 2.5 in last 11 away all competitions, which is a pretty staggering number. You put all that together, you know where I'm going with this, Tom. It's a same game parlay with Montreal winning and under 3.5 getting plus 143. That under 3.5 number gives me a decent amount of flexibility. Of course, the side part of this, I think, is what I'm a little bit more worried about, because you just mentioned it, you know, midweek to weekend, these things can get a little bit bizarre, but I do think in a vacuum, Montreal is a better team than Miami, and Miami is not a good team on the road, despite what happened here in this midweek. I still don't think they are, especially not good at scoring goals. So when you just need the under 3.5 and Montreal can kind of do what they do and get out of there, and you're at 1.5 to 1 as a price, I like all of that as an SGP try.
Taylor, I hate that you just put in all that work and now it's just guaranteed that we're going to get like a 4 or 5 goal game and just sink both of our underplays here.
Guaranteed.
But I love where your head's at, because like you said, I know that I said that if you're going to look to a side, Inter Miami at plus 450 feels like it has to be the play. But when you same game parlay those together, that's the max that I'm going to put in any realistic parlay as a two teamer like that. You can completely make the argument. I love taking Montreal and tying it in with that alternate line total. That is art in gambling right there, my friend. The next game up, Sporting Kansas City versus the LA Galaxy. SKC, another road favorite spot here as Sporting is going to be plus 165 at home. LA plus 145 on the road, and the draw at plus 260, little bit blurry for me on my screen here, but the draw is going to be at plus 260 here. And I'll tell you, this LA team is floundering right now, and I don't know that I can trust them here on the road. They have 3 straight road losses. 4 of their last 5 games have just been firm L's, losing to the Quakes, the LAFC. Okay, those are 2 tough games, especially for you, but the Rapids then beat them 2-0 in Colorado. They beat Atlanta 2-0 in LA, and then they lose to FC Dallas on the road in their last game out. They're losing to good teams, though. That's the only thing that makes me lean to them here at plus 140, and that's going to be my play. I'm going to take LA plus 140 and say that Sporting Kansas City, they're just so horrendous. Their goal differential at home is minus 5. This team is 3-2-6 at home right now, Taylor. It's actually 5 straight home losses for them. And it's just, you look at their recent form and it's so much red. I'm going to take LA.
Yeah. I mean, I locked him in at 150 earlier and we have the exact same read. This is really for me as much about Sporting as anything. 20 points in 24 games. This team is really, really bad. They genuinely don't know how to score goals, which if you can't score goals in MLS, something's wrong with you. And something is definitely wrong with this team. They are the worst team in the league at this point. It's 4 games in a row, all competitions without scoring a goal, Tom. That includes the 0-0 versus Sacramento Republic. That, by the way, is not an MLS team for those following along at home in the U.S. Open Cup, though a very magical run for them. Sporting has scored 3 in their last 8. Yikes, especially in this league. That is awful. That's a number that, like, occasionally a Premier League team trying to survive the division will go on that kind of a run and get a couple of results. You don't get results in MLS with those kind of numbers. And you know, the Galaxy have been bizarre. They're currently below the playoff line. They've beaten Austin and Montreal over the last couple of months, but not a whole lot of other positives. In fact, some real negatives over that stretch. I don't love this play. I don't really love this game. I thought about just going full stay away because the Galaxy have been pretty gross for betting purposes this season in MLS. This is all about fading Sporting for me, though, Tom. So I took the Galaxy plus 150.
There we go. Yep. A lot of lockstep here, which very much scares me. But hey, maybe that's just because you're about to turn it around, my friend. The next game up, the Rapids versus Minnesota. We got three games left on the slate here. The Rapids minus 139, Minnesota plus 335, and the draw plus 295 here. This is far from my favorite game of the week, but I'll tell you, I'm just going to look at some of these Minnesota numbers right now, my friend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 unbeaten games here. 2 draws, 5 wins in that time. And they've been able to get it done both ways. 3-1 in Vancouver, 3-2 in LA versus the Galaxy, 2-0 at home versus DC, 2-1 on the road versus Houston, a 4-4 draw against the Portland Timbers. Yes, they were at home, but the Timbers have been hot right now. And I'll tell you, the Rapids, they're okay. That 5-4 win over New York on the road is impressive for them. A 2-1 loss to Seattle doesn't look great given Seattle's recent form. They're just okay, though, and I don't think they deserve to be this high versus this Minnesota team. I'm going to take Minnesota on the money line at plus 335.
Tom, be very afraid, man. There is way too much agreement going on this week. I mean, look, everything you just said, I agree they've done it both ways, but really the attack has consistently been fantastic. 24 goals scored in 8 games, all competitions, averaging 3 a game for those trying to do the quick division there. The Rapids, they are still the 6th best home team in the league on points per game. But remember, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about this team as not just the best home team in the league, but far and away the best home team in the league, basically for the last 2 years. That is not the case anymore. They have fallen off significantly in what was their bread and butter, which was home form. I know they got that huge midweek result. That was one of the more shocking results of the MLS season for me, honestly, as my betting results would indicate. But, you know, recently the last 4 at home dating back to May, they haven't played that many home games recently, but 1 win, 1 draw, 2 losses in those 4 games. So that's kind of meh at best. Really, it's pretty bad, especially for a team that needs to go really, really well at home. I don't understand this Minnesota price. I have to say, I know I've said this on a few plays over the last couple of weeks, very few have hit, but this is a fantastic, fantastic price on a Minnesota team that is considerably better than Colorado, I would say, in a vacuum at this point. I like Minnesota United a lot. I think they're a good team. I think they're a team that could make some noise in the playoffs. Let's trust 3.5 to 1. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. This is a shot where I'm fully comfortable taking a road dog in this spot, given how hot Minnesota has been lately. I want a part of that while they're still playing this consistently. The next game up for us is Austin versus San Jose. And this one is a tough one to handicap for me for a variety of reasons here. For starters, the pricing. Austin minus 167. We're not getting those good Austin prices right now, Taylor. They're coming around on us. San Jose plus 375 on the road. And the draw plus 340. You know, I know that you're going to say a same game parlay here, I'm sure involving part of the total. I'm going to go in the same direction. I want to take that under 3.5. At minus 167, if you tie it in with Austin at the same price, it makes a lot of sense. But instead, I am going to look at a team total here on Austin, because I don't want to have to worry about San Jose mucking up an under for us. I'm going to go Austin money line, and I'm going to pair that with Austin over 1.5 goals at minus 210. It comes out to minus 130. It's not a ton of value, but this Quakes defense is so bad. You're really telling me that Austin can't score 2 goals in this game? That would be very shocking to me. So I'm just going to take all of this to give myself some juice at a minus 130 play and at least be able to take advantage of something on a game that should be a very, very predictable outcome.
We're reading this game exactly the same. I think ultimately getting a better price on what I'm doing, but you also have a little bit more flexibility. I was hoping when you said 3.5, we might hit a middle potentially. We love a middle, but what I'm doing, Tom, is Austin and over 2.5 at plus 117. Austin 9-4 in their last 13 on over 2.5s. The Quakes also 9-4 over the last 13 on over 2.5s. 4-2 away over 2.5 in that stretch as well. Occasionally, we've seen Quakes games away hurt us a little bit on those kinds of plays. A little bit more recently, it's been fairly successful. So I like that plus 117 price a lot. I like your play too. I think we're absolutely reading this game in the same way. But I do like the plus money in this case. The Quakes have one non-Cali Clasico win since mid-May. Austin, meanwhile, they got outplayed but salvaged a 1-1 draw away at Dallas. Then they had that 4-3 loss at home to the Red Bulls. Despite those two results, six wins in their last nine. This is still a team that if you can find a way, I agree with you, we're not getting those plus Austin prices necessarily anymore, especially not at home. But there are still ways to get creative and figure something out. So you and I both trying some things here.
All right, Taylor. Yep, we got to get creative to find a price in this game because it is one of the games that should play out most predictably this season. So we're going to take that shot there. And finally, our last game, Portland versus FC Dallas. Dallas plus 230 on the road. Portland 102, almost even money at home in the draw plus 275. Dallas has some impressive road wins lately. Portland, they've been solid at home. They've been on a fantastic stretch. But I'm going to ignore all of that, and I'm going to look at the fact that Dallas, while they haven't been scoring a lot of goals, Portland's been in a lot of hotly score-festing contests lately. I'm making up words as I go to describe them here, but I'm just going to go over 2.5 at minus 155 and not try to get cute with this slate.
I'm going to take a Portland side here, plus 105. I can't believe I'm going against Dallas, who I bet on often in the first, let's say, third, maybe even first half of the season. I just think this Timbers run is fantastic. If their version of laying an egg is a 1-1 draw against a good road Nashville team in midweek, when, you know, we see what can happen with teams in these midweek slates, that's a pretty good kind of salvage a point in a weird scheduling week in MLS situation for Portland. I really liked what I saw there, even though I didn't quite profit on that game. Santiago Moreno, shout out to him. He was awesome in that. If they can get him going, it's another option beyond Blanco in the creation department, in attacking midfield. They kind of just continue to have guys stepping up each week, and the run is really, really impressive at this point. So I'd like a better price. I mean, this is not my type of price that I typically take, especially since I already have like Red Bulls plus 114 and kind of similar close to even money line plays. I'm typically staying away from those in MLS. But in this case, I think Portland is too hot. I do think they're better than Dallas at this point. I'm going to try the plus 105.
All right, Taylor. Well, that is going to do it for us here. I like the play. I like the idea. I'm just going to this is a game where I'm just saying I'm going to play conservative here and see what we can get done with it. But that is going to do it for us here on the show today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will with one L. And follow us for all of the awesome content from the Betting Weekly Studios at Because We Win. The Premier League season is coming up, and Nigel Seeley has you ready to go and make some fantastic cash on the English game. Meanwhile, you can also, of course, head on over to BetRivers.com today, open up an account, use the promo code +250, use the promo code 250MATCH. They will match your first deposit up to $250. Guys, best of luck on this weekend, and let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.